Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ, and the studio with me right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fighting with the chair and the headphones. Yeah. Just don't mind me.
That's okay. So how are you doing this last weekend?
I'm doing great, thank you. The weather was perfect. Yeah. And Thursday night, I went to the Baptist fashion show.
Oh, yes. How did that go?
It was wonderful, as always. The Brent was the MC.
Mm-hmm.
And also walked the, what is it, catwalk? Is that what they call it? Catwalk?
I guess that's what they call it, yeah.
With his beautiful wife, Angela. And it was a great night. Mm. And they raised, I think, a lot of money, too.
Yeah. So they actually dressed him up a little bit and sent him down the catwalk. Huh?
Well, as much as you can dress him up, yeah. He was kind of outshone by his wife.
But that's how it should be, right?
Well, that's the way it should be. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
No, he looked great. I'm kidding. Oh, he's a big guy. I don't want to upset him.
So what else did you do this past weekend?
Well, I played a little golf, and the weather, again, was just perfect. It's hard to imagine. If only we could have 365 days a year like this in the in the 60s during the night, during the dark hours, and then up into 70s, low 80s.
Yeah,
low humidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been perfect weather, and we just had the NAS Pensacola team in here and
yes,
talking about the air show, and it's gonna be a beautiful air show too for weather wise.
Perfect, yes. Yeah. And I've said this many times that the air show at the beach is great, but by far and away the better one, I think, is a homecoming show. Because
mm-hmm.
you're closer to them, and it just seems more, you're more involved. You're in the middle of it.
Yeah. Are you planning on going this year?
Yes. Yes, actually, I was just talking to, Mary, and we were talking about going, I think, maybe Friday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. So can I carpool with you? Or I just don't want to have to park out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I was thinking about you driving.
Oh. Thank you. Always a compliment. Hey, so we have a new edition here of Northwest Florida's Business Climate.
Well, I'll give you a little background on Business Climate Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 20th edition of the special downtown edition. And how this came about was, 20 years ago, people kept saying to me, you kind of know what's going on downtown. Tell me, we're interested in new developments in terms of commercial and residential, et cetera, and, things that are happening downtown. So I thought that would be a great addition to have. So we started 20 years ago and have done it every October since. And we spend a lot of time, my staff, Kelly and Morgan in particular, spend a lot of time researching just exactly what's going on downtown. And I have to say there's a lot. And over the years, it seems to be that there's more and more development downtown.
Mm-hmm. So some of the areas that are highlighted, Port of Pensacola, Maritime Park.
Of course, the American Magic development there, the building mm-hmm. there, that's going to be a huge boost for the downtown economy,
mm-hmm.
Pensacola Absolutely. Economy.
Yeah. Yeah, and like some developments happening near Maritime Park or at Maritime Park. So
yes, the Hard Rock Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
On page 27, the article says, headline: "A Bold Future: Maritime Park Expands with New Hotel and Luxury Apartments." And that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody loves the Hard Rock Cafe, and I know we've sought them out in communities that we've visited for different vacations, and I'm sure it's one more thing that we can offer our visitors here.
Yes. On page, I can't see without my glasses. Good Lord. I must tell my staff, make the page numbers bigger. page 34.
Okay.
Is developing downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial, residential, and infrastructure products transforming the downtown landscape.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bruce Beach Park, I know that that's been mentioned on News Talk before.
Yes, I think that's almost complete. They're well along anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the streetscape on Palafox Street hasn't started yet. That should be, I know there's been a lot of discussion about that. But I think it'll be a positive, I think.
Yeah. It says that the mayor has unveiled the conceptual plans for that. So there's an idea, and I'm sure the public is welcome to seek that information out and comment on what the city is maybe thinking at this point. But having been in local government myself in the past, I know things are fluid and they can change with public input.
Sometimes.
I
say
like
that?
To be positive.
Yes. there's a sub-headline that says, New Infill Homes Come to Downtown Pensacola, which is kind of interesting because if you drive around the downtown area, you see that there are little lots, single and multiple lots, that have been vacant for years and years and years. They're now starting to build what I call these two-story shotgun homes, which I think are ideal. Little long and thin, two stories, and I think particularly for a smaller family, I mean, they're absolutely perfect. And I know that younger people today don't want to use their time mowing lawns.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's perfect, and of course, it's also very much more energy efficient, etc. And all those good. So there's lots of good reasons why these homes are a good idea.
Yeah, and construction's underway for a new rooftop venue at the center. I've talked to that gentleman in the past from the Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes.
The center.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're planning on having a rooftop venue for people to be able to reserve and host different events in the downtown community. I told him, I said, that's a fantastic idea. I love different venues that offer that experience of being able to go to a rooftop, kind of see the cityscape and party a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine, I haven't been on the roof yet, but I would think you get a great view of the bay from up there.
I believe they said there's water visibility from there, too.
Some things that have happened recently, the IHMC new building on the corner, it's at Garden, is it Zaragoza? The new building, anyway.
Mm.
It's been open for a little while. I was fortunate to take a tour of it. Just a few weeks ago, and they're doing some incredible things there. Beautiful building, very energy efficient, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
But doing wonderful things, which I don't even understand, but apparently are going to benefit us greatly in the future.
Nice.
Apparently they are identifying proteins that affect our health, etc. It's just, like I said, very complicated.
Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, our guest. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Join Sonia Duckett with Trinity Wellness Med Spa tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can reduce pain and achieve your body goals with non-invasive treatments at Trinity Wellness Med Spa. You want to look and feel your best? Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 with Trinity Wellness Med Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
8 days left until the general election. Be sure to listen to News Radio 92.3 for your election coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. If you want to be part of the show today, I'm your host, PJ. We are back with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing talking about the latest edition of Northwest Florida's Business Climate, the 20th annual downtown issue. What else do you want to highlight?
I was waiting for you to continue there.
Yeah, well, we're talking about different downtown projects. Yes. So the historic downtown building could get a national retail tenant. What do you know about that?
Not too much, frankly. Oh, okay. But there'll be a national tenant, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever details you do have,
it's in this
edition.
At least not anything that I want to talk
edition.
About. Put it that way.
Okay.
let's talk about something I do know about.
Okay, let's go.
The something actually that's not been talked about too much is the former Pensacola Sports building. You know where that is? On the corner of Main Street and Balin Street.
Okay.
Main Balin. Yes.
I probably have seen it.
Yes. They're talking about a multi-story residence or hotel. Which would be really, really neat.
Mm-hmm. Would it be more like a boutique hotel? Or would it be like
I imagine. Okay. Yes, yes. That's a great, would give you a great view of the bay again from the upper floors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As you know, right now, the old Pensacola Sports buildings, well, it's a little unsightly. So that would be good to see.
Yeah. Every so often buildings need to be freshened up and brought forward and modernized and make things look pretty, right?
Yes. And the city is going to move forward with the affordable housing at the former Malcolm Young site. Mm. I hated to see that building go. It had character. But I understand it was not too structurally safe.
So yeah, I guess the city officials declared the building unsafe for occupancy.
Yeah. But you hate to see those. Again, it had character.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's opportunities for people to apply for, like, those historic preservation grants for buildings and stuff, but there's a lot that goes into that, too. I know that from experience working for a member of Congress, and people would inquire about that, and then they'd find out about the requirements to make it a historic site, and they'd be like, oh, I don't know if I want to invest that kind of money.
Yeah, yes, yes.
So,
something that I think is exciting is that the construction is well underway on the new Circle K.
Mm.
I don't know if you use the old Circle K. It's on the corner of, it's Garden and just before it turns into Brancas.
Okay.
The North-South Street is, I think, would it be A Street? Anyway.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to get in and out of because it's right against the traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a huge Circle K across the street. Well, for those of us that need to gas up downtown, it doesn't sound very exciting, but to me, yes.
No, it is. I mean, Circle K is a
convenience thing.
Yeah, Circle K is a great convenience store and gas station. And I've been to other Circle Ks, not that one downtown, but yeah, it's certainly a great place. And so if they can expand and have more opportunities for people to fuel up or people to go in and purchase food, that's always a good thing for downtown to give people options. Let's see here. How about the Fricker Center? Looks like that's undergoing a renovation as well.
Yes. I think that's very timely because just a few blocks away, of course, is the old Baptist hospital site, which at some point is going to be developed, and it's going to include, I know part of the the plans, at least, is to be some sort of attainable or affordable housing, which I think is a great thing. But the important thing is that it'll start the revitalization of that whole area. And so the Fricker Center should be, upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, will help revitalize that part of town.
Yeah. I also see that there's plans for pickleball courts.
Yeah. I haven't got into the pickleball thing. I know, Meg, you're a pickleball person.
No.
You've never played pickleball?
What about me would make you think that I'm a pickleball person? I mean, I'm not that there's nothing wrong with being a pickleball person, but
it's a curious
thing to say, Malcolm.
Well, you're sort of patient and easygoing, and
you don't know me very well, apparently.
So, do you play?
No. I'm not patient and easygoing.
And if anybody was going to play, I thought maybe it would be you. So,
I used to play tennis when I could see. I probably should. Great exercise.
Mm-hmm. And so I have a question for you on the text line. Any news about the Grand Hotel?
Unfortunately, not. The last and very recently the conversation was that the owners don't appear to be in too much of a hurry to sell, and nothing is happening at this point, which is a great shame.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, of course, there are some issues with it being redeveloped. The train station has to be, it's a national, it's on the national list. Now, the hotel behind it is apparently has to come down. But the station, and of course the banquet room to the east, I think is still very, very, very viable. So, again, unfortunately, no news, which I guess is good news, as they say. There are many people that would like at some point, as you know, to develop the Bay Center across the street, make a huge complex, hotel, sports, etc. And that may well happen one day. But I don't see it happening certainly not in the foreseeable future.
All right. We'll talk more about the Bay Center in just a moment. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. We're talking about the latest edition of Northwest Florida's Business Climate Magazine, 20th annual downtown issue. Just before break, we were talking a little bit about the improvements that are proposed for the Pensacola Bay Center.
Yes, I think probably most people know about, I think it's $10 million been allocated to improve the Bay Center. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great thing. When I go to hockey games, I really appreciate the new board that's there. But yeah, I think the Bay Center needs a little bit of sprucing up. I would agree. I look forward to that. But again, there's still lots of talk about the long term. You know, the land, not only the Grand Hotel, but to the south, that land which was designated for the technical center. And the Bay Center land, there's a big area there that one day, hopefully, they'll create a huge complex for sports and other activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely want to make sure that we're investing in our local facilities that we do have to keep attracting events and keep that revenue in our downtown.
I see the Sun Belt basketball conference is coming back. Championships is coming back next year, mm-hmm. Which is a great boost to the local economy.
Yeah.
So great things happening. As we know, we talked earlier about local government. Well, things sometimes move slowly, but generally get there in the end. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've done some wonderful things downtown. Still got much more to do. But those that went downtown 20-odd years ago remember that we have come a long, long way.
Yeah. Where can people pick up this edition?
Just about anywhere.
Oh, okay. Good answer.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.